New Zealand's migration policies might be contributing to the current poor state of national productivity. This is according to a new report. The research prepared for the Productivity Commission by the Institute for Economic Research says the area of greatest concern is relatively cheap imported labour for low-wage jobs in the hospitality, tourism and agricultural sectors. Peter Wilson is the principal economist at the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research and joins us now. Morena, Peter.
Good morning, Colin.
Okay, the crux of this report, we've got our immigration settings wrong, have we? We're simply encouraging too many, or bringing in too many migrants in low-paying jobs.
That's part of the story. At that end of the wage distribution, yes, we have a lot of perfectly good people coming in, but that is just reinforcing a low-wage, low-growth, low-skills business models, and we think that the government should be looking to address that.
So just talk me through the settings. Don't we have settings that encourage higher income workers?
We do, and we've had those for 35 years at least, and they're probably very good for attracting the very high end. The concern we've got is the large numbers of temporary workers, seasonal workers, working holiday makers and students who have very extensive work rights in New Zealand who are competing against locals.
Let's just talk through an example here, and the fruit picking industry is a good one. So, because we've just seen 2,000 REC workers coming, and that's been a traditional feature of that industry. But do you believe that by relying on offshore labour in that industry, it means that it doesn't then invest in new machinery, new technology that could enhance the productivity and ultimately be more profitable for the country?
Absolutely, and we look in the report that instances here and overseas where being able to rely on overseas work to do what is a pretty hard and tough job is allowing firms to continue that business model rather than looking to innovate, to automate and to pay higher wages ultimately.
So what's the solution here in terms of changing the settings?
Well, COVID has given us a once-in-a-generation opportunity because we have closed the border, which is an amazing thing in migration policy, because normally you can't turn off the tap. We've seen thousands of New Zealand firms adapt to the new normal of COVID across many areas, and so we think that the industry and the government should be looking at saying, how can we boost productivity in areas that have traditionally been serviced by these low-wage employees.
Should it be a numbers game? Should you just put a cap on numbers?
I don't think a numbers game. I think that's too crude. But certainly you should be thinking very, very hard before you turn the tap back on again. And we certainly shouldn't be going back to the pre-COVID settings, particularly for workloads.
I can imagine a lot of employers listening to this right now in tourism and in the agricultural sector who are screaming at the radio saying that I just can't find the local workers to do it. So you're going to be there would be some short-term pain because they wouldn't be able to produce it at the levels they want to.
Look, nothing good has come out of COVID, and this is another example. What we're saying is that the path to higher productivity goes through, look at what you're doing now, can you automate, for example, can you invest in hoists rather than ladders, can you look at automation, and if you do those things, that will allow you to pay more to attract people to do the work.
Just finally, should we only look at immigration in terms of productivity? Because surely there are a number of other benefits that New Zealand has enjoyed from migration in recent years.
Oh, look, absolutely. Migration policy is very hard, and you're looking at multiple different objectives in terms of the well-being of the migrants, the well-being of the local communities. It's not an easy thing, but it is something that needs to be addressed carefully and quickly.
Peter Wilson, thank you very much for your time. Principal Economist at the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research.